My comments would be we're thrilled to win the game against a great rival of ours and to move on within the Atlantic 10 tournament. We know what we're faced with tomorrow, so when we go back to the hotel here shortly, we'll get to work and trying to prepare for them. Xavier guys, and have great respect for their team, the kind of season that they've had, and again, we're excited to be moving on. Well, St. Joe's gave us everything we could handle in that later stretch, and hopefully we got a lot of our poor decisions out of the way, and we'll be more concerned with taking care of the basketball in the game. But overall, I thought these two guys to my right did a very good job, and very proud of them, and again, happy to be moving on.
Okay, questions first for the student athletes.
Ryan, you struggled against St. Joe's during the regular season. Can you talk a little bit about breaking out of that funk there? Was it something particular that they were doing against you the first few games you had to do differently offensively?
Well, I think to start, first game, we talked about this actually over at the Palestra, my first couple shots. I kind of missed that and it kind of threw me off, and you know, I let my early shots get into my head a little bit. The second game, I was kind of playing hesitant, wasn't really playing with a lot of confidence out there. And knowing that going into this game, I just wanted to be able to give my team another person on offensive end that they could look towards, along with playing great defense. But yeah, I definitely was aware of the two games that I had before this game, and just wanted to come out there and be more aggressive and just be able to contribute in more ways to help my team win.
Ryan, that's five in a row over St. Joe's. Is that just a team that you match up well against, or do you sense a trend there? Do you have great confidence going in against St. Joe's? How do you explain five wins in a row over a team that's really a rivalry game for you?
Well, I think it's something that, you know, I think my teammates can agree with, that it's a game that we definitely look forward to. And, you know, we go into that game with an extreme amount of confidence that we have to play with, knowing that it's an in-city rival game. It's a game that we definitely look forward to, and I think everybody steps their game up a notch higher. And just seems every time we played them, the last five games, like you said, we just come out very prepared and ready to go.
Ryan, Deontay only had one field goal today. Do you notice that during a game that he's not hitting, and do you try to maybe pick up the offense a little bit more when he's not going well?
Well, not really. You know, sometimes I try to let the offense just come to me, but you know, he's a very vocal guy, so he'll let you know. You know, he's struggling a little bit out there. He'll say, "Let's go." He'll pick it up. He tells everybody to pick it up on both ends of the court. So you definitely know he's out there and trying to contribute as best he can. But you know, I just try to be able to provide for my team as best I can.
Bran, for you, what does it mean when Deontay can only get one field goal, yet your team played pretty dominant throughout most of the game?
Well, I think we've experienced this a couple of times. It's something that's not new. He has struggled in some other games, and other guys have stepped up. And I'd like to think we're a good basketball team. We had seven guys score today, and we have a lot of guys that can make shots. And if we pay attention to detail, then we can have a pretty solid offensive game plan that anybody can score at any time. I think the bigger concern is, you know, I think the big concern for me is that he really starts to go now. I think he, a little bit jittery, got himself in foul trouble, but obviously we're going to need him tomorrow very, very much.
More questions for the student athletes.
Yeah, Ryan, last year in the tournament, in this big building, it's sort of cavernous, you shot very well. Anything about it? You like shooting in here?
I mean, I just see it as it's playoff time. It's when I go home, and you know, I don't want to go home. I know my teammates and the coaching staff don't want to go home as well. And, you know, it's just games that you look forward to, and you know you have to step up and be able to help your team any way possible.
Serge, in the first half when Juan came in, the game was pretty tight. You guys were trailing by two. The stretch that he was in, I know he received one of his assists, but you guys went on a 17-3 run there. Kind of really seemed to change the flow of the game, especially offensively for you when he came in. I talked about the difference that he makes when he steps on the floor, even though, you know, his line might not really tell the whole story.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a great vision. You know, if you're open, he's going to get you the ball. And, you know, you just got to keep moving, you know, and work hard to get position. And he's going to get you the ball and in a good position to score. So, you know, I think he does a great job at that. And he definitely, you know, changed the rhythm of the game right there.
Serge, are you a tougher person or player than you were a couple of years ago? And if so, how did that happen? When did it happen?
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, Coach Duffy and all my teammates are, you know, doing a really good job. And, you know, every day I practice, you know, trying to toughen me up. And, you know, I think it's just a process. You know, I'm playing with, you know, a lot of confidence. I think I'm playing pretty hard. And I can't tell you when it happened or it just, I don't know, I think we just playing hard right now.
Ryan, I noticed that most of the teams here have their share of fans and cheering sections, but nothing that compares to what you guys had today. Do you notice them? Do you feed off that at all? And if so, what kind of impact does it have to have that many fans in your corner?
I think it plays a big role in, you know, going out there and playing with a lot of energy. You can see that we have a very good, you know, fan support, very good fan base, and they're into the game, you know, the whole game. They're, you know, shouting at the ref, shouting at the opposing team and the opposing coach. And, you know, I think we definitely can feed off that at times, and we're making that run, and, you know, the crowd get into it. I think it definitely gives us a little bit more energy to push forward.
Ryan and Sergio, thank you. Okay, questions for Coach Duncan?
Don, what was the situation with the boy's ankle, and how much did you expect to get out of it today?
Well, he hurt it late. It was like the last little thing we were doing. We were doing a little bit of situational work. And I was about this far from telling Serge to go get him, to have Serge do it. Be in the play, and he went down the other end, jumped up, came down on somebody's foot. It was pretty swollen right away. He had a kind of tennis ball size ankle for a couple days, but he's showing me a lot of toughness at this point, because I think there might have been some other guys that might have not played today. And it was just a case, I think our training staff and doctors did a great job just kind of nurturing and making sure that everything was okay. And just, it was all by feel whether or not he was going to be able to help us. And I thought he did a great job at the end of the game. We stuck him back in, and he got two big baskets right away, one on just an impossible tip in that really, I think, helped us greatly. But very proud of him today.
Tom, similar to the question I asked, sir, just a second straight game against St. Joe's where Juan had that impact, where he wasn't scoring, but you guys went on a, you know, today was 17-3, I forget what it was in the last game, but, I mean, he said rhythm, he changes the rhythm. How do you kind of view having that change of pace coming off the bench where it really changes the dynamic of what you guys are doing offensively?
Well, I would agree with everything Serge said. I think he does, you know, and there's some games where you say to yourself, should I wait as long as I do to get him in the game? But it's worked for the most part for us, so we kind of stay with that strategy, that rotation. But he does change the game. I think the first time, or the second time we played St. Joe's, we were struggling like crazy, and he came in and made two great passes, and we get two quick baskets. And again, it changed the dynamic of the game. I may change Serge's one word with from rhythm to dynamic, but he's a really good basketball player. And I thought he was very good tonight. He made a couple big baskets for us, lean-ins, and then or one big basket for us to lean in. He missed two fast shots right away. He turned it over one time. But at some point, we need to have him in the game because he is a very good basketball player and a good viewer of the action.
Fran, when Williams plays as well as he does and hits those shots from outside, does he become the X factor that Chris Clark was sort of last year during your run to the title?
You know, I think it's a good comparison, Jeff. He does give us that dimension that we don't have when he's not in the game. It's a big guy who can stretch the defense like he does. he doesn't have those leadership skills that Chris had. Chris was as valuable as Chris was on the court. He was far more valuable off the court. And I've said that a couple of times. It's the one ingredient that I think we're in need of at this point. So hopefully that's developing within our team, even as late as it is in the season that we are getting. Maybe Deontay can help us with that. While he is not doing great on the court, in some ways he can be great off the court. We need that. But certainly to answer your first part of the question, yeah, Craig is an X factor, and I think he's hard to guard. And yet, you know what else he has? He has a very good knack of finding open areas where he can get shots. And it's not like we say, okay, drift and fade to this spot. He just knows what he's doing out there. He does. He doesn't need a lot of time. I think he forced one tonight, but again, when you're making them, keep on shooting.
That's three in a row over St. Joe's this year, five in a row overall. Is that a meaningful trend? And is that something to take pride in, or did you have that number of that team?
Yeah, I don't think so, Jack. I just think that's, you know, it's what happens sometimes in rivalries and in stretches of games. And, you know, we've done well against them, but how about how close some of those games were? One possession, the game turns, and all of a sudden, we're not sitting here saying it's five in a row. It might, you know, like the game at the Palestra last year was crazy. The game at the Palestra this year, if Williamson gathers that long shot by Carr and sticks it in the basket, we're going overtime, and who knows what happens. But it's a great rivalry, and I have so much respect for their team and their coach, of course. And we're thrilled to win, I will tell you that.
Question about Craig, go back to for a second. You sort of mentioned briefly his size. What kind of, you go on a little more depth about the kind of matchup problems that you
have? Yeah. Well, he does, because it's, you know, their bigs don't necessarily want to go out and guard that much, and then it should open it up for guys like Sergio and Lavoy inside as well, because you absolutely have to guard him. The other thing he does is, I just want to notice, he had 5 defensive rebounds today, but he had, I think, 9 rebounds this last time we played. He really, when he gets his hands on rebounds, he keeps them, and that's a big ingredient for us, too. We need that part of Craig's game. But he's a very good basketball player. He's got a very high basketball IQ, and I think he can do a lot of things to help us out there.
Fran, you're undefeated at Boardwalk Hall. You like playing down here?
Who's asking that question? Chuck? Yeah, I am. I'm thrilled to be here. I hope that, to be honest with you, if somebody was asking me where the tournament should be, I'd be voting Atlantic City. It's a great, great spot. The people here have been great. I think the Boardwalk Hall is great. And so I would be a very much a proponent for keeping the tournament here. Nobody's asked me yet, by the way, Chuck.
Fran, do you have any early thoughts about the matchup against Xavier in the semifinals, how that's going to play out?
Yeah, plenty of early thoughts. You know, I have such great respect for Sean and their team. They're a really good basketball team. I think there was early in the season, they separated themselves from the rest of the Atlantic 10 field. I think they were absolutely the best team in the league. And then I thought there was a bunch of other teams that were very good and could maybe steal a win or two. But I think it's going to be a great, great test for us tomorrow. We're going to have to play our best basketball game, and we're looking forward to it.
It's 20 wins. That's generally a nice round figure. Does that lend some even additional validity to what you accomplished last year, that you were able to come back and do another 20 this year and put yourself in a position now to make a run here in the tournament?
Well, again, I appreciate the question, Jack. I think if you had said to me that this particular group early in the year with the schedule that we were playing non-conference-wise, which was rated very high, and then I think our conference schedule has been difficult in that we went to Xavier, went to Dayton, went to Duquesne. We've had an interesting, our matchups were 2 times with Rhode Island and St. Joe's and LaSalle, who had a very good year as well. So I think if you had said to me we were going to win 20 games, I would have been very excited by that. That being said, when you play games and when you don't come up with victories, and we had some tough losses, no question, get ticked off about it. But I'm proud of our guys. I think they've hung together well, and we're excited to be where we are as a basketball program.
John, last question.
In the Xavier game earlier this season, not only did B.J. Raymond kill you offensively, but he really locked down on Deontay, and now he's going to have to face him again tomorrow night. What do you try to do to help him just shake free, or is it just a situation where he just has to beautiful shots.
You know, there was a stretch today in this game where I thought Deontay was very, very unselfish about his game. And maybe that's what it's going to take tomorrow, too. Thought he drove it to the basket well in the first half, made some plays for his teammates. B.J. Raymond was tremendous on both ends of the floor the last time we played. So I can't imagine he's not going to try to have that same impact on the game. Now it's up to us as a coaching staff, up to Deontay and the rest of the guys. And if you're telling me we're going to sit in this room tomorrow after a victory and Deontay doesn't play that well in terms of his numbers, I'll take it. You know what? I think Deontay Christmas will take it, too. So.